The poll was conducted by the nonprofit think tank Justice at Stake. It found public confidence in the court at 33%, a sharp decline from a 2008 poll that found more than half the respondents ranked their confidence in the court as high. 88% of the 750 respondents in this poll said they're concerned about the rising cost of Supreme Court elections. Marquette University law professor Edward Fallon says the results aren't surprising, but they don't signal the public's willingness to make a change from elected Supreme Court justices to an appointment process, even though many lawyers might support that.
Let's keep the appointment process in the hands of the professionals, if you will. But unfortunately, that does lead to the potential for cronyism, and it doesn't necessarily guarantee a better class of judge. So I don't think that any way forward is obvious. I think that there's broad-based dissatisfaction.
The poll shows that dissatisfaction. It also shows an almost equal split on how to deal with the recent allegations that Justice David Prosser grabbed fellow Justice Ann Walsh Bradley around the neck during an argument over a ruling. 43% of the respondents said Prosser should take a leave of absence, while 48% said he should continue serving. The Dane County Sheriff's Department is expected to release the results of their investigation into the Prosser-Bradley confrontation soon, possibly this week. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.